Last night, the Democrats spent most of the debate yelling at each other about who could socialize American medicine quicker. And I read all those stories, and I thought of Dale Bellis, who's the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, who's a sponsor of the program. And I know Dale. I sat with him in Cleveland when I was in Cleveland most recently, about how he must be reacting to this conversation, because Liberty HealthShare is the exact opposite of single payer. Dale, welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Great to talk to you.
Hugh, thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. Appreciate it.
Before we tell people about what's wrong with single payer, tell them what Liberty HealthShare is.
Sure. Liberty HealthShare is a grassroots movement, nonprofit association of people all across America who unite together for the single purpose of sharing each other's medical bills. We do that on a regular monthly basis without the help of an insurance company or the government.
And so as the Democrats debate growing government last night, Liberty HealthShare is actually about getting government out of your life.
It really is. In fact, it represents, Hugh, freedom from health insurance. With its rising costs, its complexity, its intrusion in our lives, it's just an alternative way of meeting health care costs on a whole different mindset. It's a paradigm shift. It's people helping people, neighbor helping neighbor. It's standing by with each other on a voluntary cooperative basis, assisting another member who has medical expenses.
So the rise of co-ops like Liberty HealthShare, I think, is a direct rebuke to the single payer last night. But before people run off and say, no, you're wrong, explain to them how Liberty HealthShare actually works and how people pay into it.
Yeah, each month we ask our members to set aside a suggested monthly share amount in an online account. We call it our share box. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family, and we don't count more than three for a family, mom, dad, and all kids. And that share amount is then matched to another member who has medical expenses that month. So it goes from your online account to their secure online account. You can message them with a word of cheer or encouragement or prayer, whatever the case may be. Those funds are collected and then sent to pay the medical doctor or hospital directly out of that receiving member's account.
Now, what I think is interesting in light of what the Democrats were saying last night, this is a revolution brought about by online technology that allow people to share expenses. Are doctors and hospitals accepting this?
Boy, not only are they love it because it eliminates the bureaucratic middleman. They don't have to tug and push and pull for payment. They don't have to argue with anyone. It reestablishes, Hugh, the patient-doctor relationship, because we are all self-pay patients responsible for our own care and our own costs. We just simply choose to share those expenses in community with one another. And so doctors love it for that reason.
So you actually do get to choose your own doctor, as opposed to the promise the president made, you get to choose your own hospital?
That's really true in this case. You can go to any doctor or any hospital you choose. Now, it's voluntary on the part of the doc or the hospital to accept our ID card and send the billing through the Liberty HealthShare system and process. But they do it because it represents a freedom alternative. Doctors love it. Hospitals love it. And they immediately cooperate with us.
All right, so I'm fascinated by this because, again, last night was all about growing the government so big that no one will have but one choice. How fast is Liberty HealthShare growing? I think you have to enroll by the end of the month, don't you?
Well, thankfully, because we are a healthcare sharing ministry, we're not subject to the mandates or the fines of the Affordable Care Act. We're totally exempt. So people can enroll with us any month throughout the course of the year. I understand that under the ACA, people's focus and attention during the open enrollment period is on their health care, but folks can enroll with us any month.
So wait, I didn't know that.
January 31st is not a deadline for us.
Okay, so then fill me in on one more thing. How is it growing? Are people buying? Because it's a big trust deal, right? You have to get people to trust that the money will be there if they get hit by a car.
It really is a trust factor, not only having faith in God, but in one another, but it's a totally transparent system. You see where your money goes every month. You put it in your share box. You know exactly who you're sharing with that month. You see where your money goes and the kind of response and interaction between members. So it's fully disclosed, fully transparent, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. We're adding literally thousands and thousands of households every month.
All right. Now, in light of that, there is an interstate prohibition on insurance companies selling. How does Liberty HealthShare get around that? Now, it didn't come up last night, of course. The biggest impediment to lowering insurance costs is competition. You're providing competition. I'm so glad Liberty HealthShare is doing that. But how do you get around that prohibition?
It's because we're not insurance. We choose not to be. We operate on a wholly different premise, and that is mutual aid, mutual assistance. It's person helping person, and we do it on a voluntary, cooperative basis. Not only are we not insurance, we don't want to be, and in fact, we represent freedom from insurance and all of its complexity.
Now, also the other story that didn't come up last night, premiums are skyrocketing all across the country, like 30% increases in Virginia. I was in Virginia over the weekend, so I saw a story about that. You don't have a monthly premium.
We have a monthly share amount. It's stayed the same for the last 3 years, and it has, in fact, 3 years ago, we dropped it by $50. The reason why our cost curve is downward as opposed to the other direction is a real simple principle, Hugh, and I think it unleashes probably the greatest consumer impact on healthcare costs, and that is the self-pay patient. We're responsible for our own bills and our own care. When we stand at that counter, it's our money at stake instead of some third-party payer who we don't know or we never see the costs or know what the bill is or don't care. It's our money. Who best to watch out over our dollars than we ourselves?
Dale Bellis, I hope that anyone who watched Democrats last night will go over to your website, joinlhs.com, or give you a call at 800-722-8041. That's the Liberty Health Share. If you want more, if this has intrigued you, America, 800-722-8041. But if you are just want to see something completely alternative to single payer, go to joinlhs.com, Liberty Health Share. Dale Ellis, thanks. Great commentary. Timely. I'll be right back. Some of your calls on the Eagles and Glenn Frey's passing today. Stay tuned. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.